VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams continue looking for the Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. 189 people were on board. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the jet was cleared to turn back shortly after takeoff.
The head of AirNav, which manages air traffic in Indonesia, said the pilot had made an RTB, or return to base request, just 2 or 3 minutes after the jet took off, and the RTB had been approved. The plane, which was delivered to Lion Air just in August, crashed about 13 minutes after taking off. The authorities believe all on board were Indonesians, except for its pilot, originally from New Delhi, and an Italian citizen.
The accident is the first reported that involves a Boeing 737 MAX, an updated and widely sold aircraft that is more fuel efficient than previous versions of the 737. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia. The package found Monday is reportedly similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. Police say 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc sent the explosives. That is, he appeared in federal court Monday to hear the charges against him, and law enforcement officials said on Monday that he had a list of more than 100 other potential targets. 46-year-old Robert Bowers made his first court appearance Monday to hear the charges against him following Saturday's attack on a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Police said Bowers opened fire with a rifle and other weapons, killing 8 men and 3 women. 6 people were injured in the attack. Bowers survived multiple gunshots. This is VOA News. The